I don't imagine we're unique in this regard, but I feel like we walk a line between pretending no one's listening and then performing live. It's a hard illusion to maintain.
As a career indie band, Yola Tango makes music for themselves. And that's exactly why fans have been drawn to their songs and shows for the past 20 years. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. It's not a bad thing to be compared to the Velvet Underground, but for the New Jersey-based trio Yola Tango, the compliment was also a challenge to truly define their own sound. Well, experimentally, they did. Since the mid-80s, their records have included everything from art rock to melodic pop. The band's 2006 album, I Am Not Afraid of You, is no exception. And when Yola Tango stopped by FUV for an interview with Vince Scalzo that year, they talked about the origins of the band and how their lyrics are always up for grabs.
You started out as a music critic or a music journalist?
I would say I started as a music fan, and I started as a music fan who wanted to be in a band, and failing that, resorted to writing about music for a few years. But I certainly didn't think of it as beginning and definitely not as an end.
And was it meeting Georgia? Was that the spark that got the music flowing? That was Yola Tango. For many years, it was the two of you.
Yeah. It felt natural. Oh, this could be a band with just two people and whoever else plays. And then a self-contained band that stayed the same was like, oh, that wasn't a band at all before him.
Before the bass player joined. Now, Mr. Tough, immediately one thinks of the narrator of that song shouting out to the president, and it's like this invitation to come down on the dance floor and let's see if we can find something that we have in common and maybe we can just for a moment come together somehow. Is that a good reading of that song? Is that what you intended?
Great reading of the song. It has nothing to do with what we were thinking.
But it's great.
You know, everybody responds to songs that way. I mean, you listen to great pop records and they just make you think of your life and how you fit into those songs and how you don't fit into them. And I think that's why we're frequently reluctant to be specific about those things, because if I made that well known enough, then ideas like yours would just not happen.
Live music from Yola Tango, recorded during a 2006 interview with Vince Scalzo. Hear more exclusive studio sessions online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.